Hello, beautiful, and welcome back to Being Authentically You. Thank you so much for being here today. I want to thank you so much for just spending this time with me and allowing me to share this information with you. I really want you to know like how excited it makes me to share human design, how excited it makes me to help other women just feel empowered and to feel authentic and to, you know, regain that love that maybe they haven't felt in a really long time. So thank you for taking the time for yourself to learn about this information so you can better understand yourself, the people around you, and the beauty that lies within your soul. I am so happy you are here. I'm your host, Nina, and today we're diving deep into one of the most intriguing aspects of human design, the six profile lines. These lines provide valuable insights into your personality, behavior, and life path. Each line represents a unique perspective on how you interact with the world and fulfill your own purpose. Whether you're new to human design or looking to deepen your understanding, this episode will give you a clearer picture of each of the six profile lines and how they shape your experience. Let's get started. Welcome to Being Authentically You. I'm your host, Authentically Nina. This is a space where we dive deep into spirituality, human design, energetics, and the magic that life has to offer. Together, we'll explore new ideas, uncover the deeper meaning of life, and help you connect with your true essence. I'm here as a channel to help you activate your inner light so you can fully embrace the unique, beautiful glow that shines within you. Let's journey together toward living a life that's all about being authentically you. So in human design, your profile is made up of two numbers, each representing a profile line that's from number one through number six. And I also want to mention each gate within your body graph chart, which are the numbers colored in on all of the centers. And they're also shown on the right and left sides of your body graph chart. They all have line numbers associated to them, giving them like this different flavor or filter, so to speak, that really shines through those gates. These lines are derived from the I Ching hexagrams, and they really describe different archetypal themes that influence your behavior and interactions. Each line number has its own distinct characteristics and role, and it really is contributing to how you experience life and how you relate to other people. All six lines are like stacking on top of each other, building and growing from the lines before it. The lines are often described through the traditional human design system as a house. So you can think of line one as the bottom floor, providing like that sturdy foundation, all the way up through line six, being on the roof, you know, really observing the world. The first three lines have more of an introspective type approach to life, and they are learning about life through their own interactions and reflecting on their own life. And the last three lines have more of a transpersonal approach to life, where they're really learning about life through their interactions with other people. And now let's break down each of those lines in detail. So line one is known as the investigator. The investigator is all about deep research and foundational knowledge. People with this line are driven to understand the world through investigation and study. They like to dive deep into information, go down the rabbit holes of anything that interests them, and do the research. And here's what defines this line. Investigators have a strong need to gather information and build a solid base of knowledge. They are naturally curious and often find themselves diving deeply into subjects of interest. This deep understanding helps them feel secure and confident. Investigators thrive when they can research and analyze. They are often drawn to roles that allow them to become experts in their field. It's important for them to take their time and build a thorough understanding before taking action. The next line is the line two, which is called the hermit, and sometimes it's referred to as the natural or the genius. The hermit is characterized by introspection and a need for solitude. And people with this line often need time alone to recharge and connect with their inner selves and need others to call them back out into society to share their talents and gifts. And that need for solitude is really so they can have time to work on their gifts, to go all in on those talents and really cultivate them. Here's what you need to know about hermits. Hermits are naturally introspective and may prefer to work behind the scenes. They often have a strong inner life and need periods of solitude to rejuvenate. While they may be drawn to seclusion, they also have vulnerable insights and talents that they can offer to others. Their natural gifts and talents are often unconscious to the line two until other people point them out to them. And they really are naturals in certain areas, and they may not even be able to explain their process or even understand that they have these natural gifts. They tend to feel that the gifts and talents that they do have are things that everyone else has, so they can really see themselves as not being special in any way. Hermits really excel in roles that allow for independent work and reflection. They may find fulfillment in solitary activities or professions that require deep thinking and creativity. And it's really important for them to honor their need for alone time and not feel pressured to constantly engage with other people. The next line is the line three, which is known as the martyr. If the name martyr feels off to you, you can really think of them as this experimenter. They're known for their experiential learning and adaptability, and people with this line learn through trial and error with experimenting, and they're really resilient in the face of challenges. And here's what defines this line. Martyrs are hands-on learners who gain wisdom through their experiences, and they often are willing to experiment and take risks, which leads to a deep understanding of what works and what doesn't. Their adaptability and persistence are key strengths. As they learn their life lessons, gain knowledge from figuring out what types of work, relationships, foods, clothes, hobbies, you name it, that they like and what they don't like. And they can start navigating through life with more ease, knowing they tried the things and it's either for them or it's not. And martyrs are suited for roles that involve experimentation and problem solving. They thrive in environments where they learn from direct experience, and they can adapt to changing circumstances. By embracing their role as a trial and error learner really helps them to grow and succeed in life. The next line is the line four, which is often referred to as the opportunist. Now, the opportunist is focused on building networks and creating opportunities through relationships. People with this line are skilled at leveraging their connections to advance their goals. And here's what you need to know. Opportunists are natural networkers who excel at building relationships and creating opportunities. They're often seen as influential within their social circles and can attract resources and support through their connections. Opportunists thrive in roles that involve networking, collaboration, and community building. They excel in environments where they can leverage their relationships to create new opportunities and achieve their goals. Building and nurturing their network is a key part of their success. An important part to know about anyone with a line four is that they often find careers, opportunities, and even relationships through other people in their lives. And their tribe is very important to them and will be a crucial part of them being successful. The next line is the line five, which is known as the heretic. Now, the heretic is characterized by their innovative thinking and ability to provide practical solutions. People with this line are often seen as problem solvers and visionaries. And here's what defines this line. Heretics are known for their unique perspectives and ability to come up with innovative solutions to problems. They're often seen as leaders or trailblazers who challenge the status quo and offer fresh ideas. The heretic can often be projected on by others, and they're often seen as this hero by strangers. People are naturally drawn to them and sense a feeling that a line five can solve their problems for them. Heretics excel in roles that involve innovation and problem solving, and they thrive in environments where they can use their creativity and vision to address challenges and make a meaningful impact. Embracing their role as a visionary helps them make a big difference in this society. And the last line is the line six, which is known as the role model. Now, the role model is focused on embodying wisdom and guiding others through their experiences. And people with this line go through three distinct life phases before stepping into their role as a role model. So here's what you need to know. Role models go through a process of personal growth and self-discovery before becoming a source of wisdom and guidance for others. They often experience a period of experimentation and learning before setting into their role as a mentor or guide. The first 30-ish years, they live their life as a three, the experimenter, really learning life lessons, experimenting, failing, and trying again. And from 30 to around 50, they live their life in the second phase, which is often referenced as going onto the roof, where they're healing from all of their wounds and experimenting that they did in their first 30 years of living. And this healing period is crucial for a line six, and they can become somewhat aloof as they start to observe life more instead of being in the middle of everything. In their third phase, they come back down and rejoin society as a wise mentor and role model, here to guide others. Role models excel in roles that involve teaching, mentoring, or leading others. They're seen as examples of lived wisdom and can offer valuable guidance based on their own experiences. Embracing their role as a role model helps them fulfill their purpose. So, how can you apply the six profile lines to your life? So, really understanding the profile lines can provide valuable insights into your strengths, challenges, and life path. And here's how you can apply the knowledge. For a line one, the investigator, really focus on building a solid foundation of knowledge and embracing your curiosity. Whatever you're interested in, research it, learn about it, go down those rabbit holes. For line two, honor your need for solitude and find roles that allow for independent work and reflection. And ask the people around you what you are talented and gifted in, because chances are you don't even know it if it hasn't been brought to your attention. Not everyone has your skills and talents, so please honor this about yourself. for the Line 3 martyrs, embrace your role as experiential learners and adapt to changing circumstances. Remember, nothing is a failure for you. It's simply data helping you understand what works and what doesn't. The Wright brothers didn't create a successful airplane the first time, but thank goodness they kept trying until they figured it out, so we can now all benefit from their experimentation and creating the airplane. For the Line 4s, the opportunist, leveraging your network and building relationships to create opportunities is your superpower. Lean on your tribe and be open to the opportunities, people, and situations that may be presented to you through your network. This is the universe guiding you through your people. For the Line 5, the heretics, really use your innovative thinking and problem-solving skills to make an impact. You think outside of the box and often challenge others to think differently. Use this as a way to create beautiful change in our world. For the Line 6 role models, share your wisdom and guidance based on your personal experiences. Your story is your gift to the world. Share your wisdom you have gained and don't be afraid to be that role model when it feels aligned. So, in conclusion for today's episode, the 6 profile lines in human design offer a deep understanding of your personality and life path. And by recognizing the characteristics and roles associated with each line, you can gain valuable insights into how you interact with the world and how you fulfill your purpose. I really hope this episode has provided some clarity on the profile lines and how they can enhance your journey. And we're going to go over the 12 profiles in an episode soon, so be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss that episode. Thank you so much for being here today and spending this time with me. If you enjoyed this episode, I really ask that you please share it with others who might benefit from this information just like you did today. Until next time, where we dive into more human design and all things spirituality, embrace your profile lines and continue your journey with intention and awareness. And don't forget to shine your light by being authentically you.